I'm Davey.
I'm Misty.
DDM Watts.
Unscripted.
Unedited.
Unapologetic.
Let's get it.
What is going on, everybody? I am Davey.
I am Misty.
And welcome to another episode of DM Watts Podcast.
Yay!
Yay, yay, yay. If I had a thing to hit the applause thing, I would hit it. But I don't. I mean, that's cool. Yeah, okay, thank you. Welcome to another episode of DM Watts Podcast. It's good to be back up on here, so we're happy about that.
Yes, we are.
And I think one of the biggest things I'm happy about is that our fishbowl is back. Our fishbowl is back. Topics are now back. So
we have a fishbowl again.
You got a fishbowl again. So it's time to get back to those
fishbowl. We never did solve the mystery of what happened to the fishbowl.
We have no idea what happened to it, but
we have theories.
But anyway, yeah, we have our fishbowl back. It is good to be back. Hope everybody's had been doing okay out there, because man, the world is bonkers. And it's going on.
Man.
The world is going crazy right now. I mean, unless you living under a rock, I mean, obviously there's the trials of you know who. And then, of course, the things that are going on, you know where.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those things that shall not be named. But yeah, man, it's a lot of stuff.
Maybe it's us that wants to live under a rock.
I guess. I mean, I guess so.
I wouldn't mind that.
And then, of course, we all know the election coming up with you know who's.
Oh, yeah.
The geriatric election is coming up.
Geriatric election?
Yep.
That's what we're calling it?
Yep, the geriatric election.
I just don't. It's another campaign year, and I just election year.
Well, I mean, do yourself a favor.
I'm not running.
You know, do yourself a favor. Get out there and just vote for whoever your candidate is.
Vote, people.
Just vote, period. That way, you know, if it turns out your way, cool. You vote.
You know, if I'm in a dictatorship this time next year, yeah. I won't be pissed.
Yeah,
I'll
be pretty.
And I'm going to go after all of you that are listening to me. And I'm going to say, did you vote?
Yeah.
I won't ask for who.
Yeah.
I just want to know that you voted.
At least did you vote. But no. So we have all, you know, obviously that stuff going on in the world, you know, things going on in over in the other part of the world too, which is crazy. But, you know, look at some of the brightest things going on in the world, bright stuff going on in the world. Hey, you're alive here to listen to DMI's podcast.
Hey,
if you decided to click on it, hey, welcome.
Yeah, I hope you're not feeling down about that. I'm sure that you were, you know, called to do so much more than just listen to this
but
podcast.
We still thank you for listening.
Yes.
Thank you for listening.
I'm going to go ahead and jump the gun here and say, hey, we've got a special out there on the Jones family, Family Well.
Mm-hmm.
And please listen to the special. We've got several coming out. It's about the Jones family in Huntsville, Alabama.
Yeah.
And their father's land and well was condemned.
Yeah.
Eminent domain in the 1960s, early 1960s, Alabama.
Yeah.
And it was done in not the nicest of ways.
No.
And it was not. He received no compensation for it. There was a lot of stuff going on. And I want you to listen to it. And you guys make up your own minds on what happened and how it happened. But we've interviewed Uncle Mike.
Yep.
Mama Brenda. And cousin Adolf. And we've got more cousins. Yeah, with Adolf with the PH. We've got more cousins to interview and more uncles.
Yeah. Look out for those.
They're telling their story about how hard it was. And you know, it's just, it's important. And a lot's going on with that and people realizing that their land was truly taken from them.
Yep.
And it is a form of racism. And it's something that we need to make sure we're not going back down that road again.
Get the word out. So without further ado, I'm going to let you bring back the fishbowl.
I get to do it.
You get to do the initial, hey, the fishbowl is back. So let's see what topic we're going to talk about today.
A good, lighthearted one for the people.
Which means it's going to be dun, 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 dun.
Right?
Yeah, but let's see what you got out. You got your hand in there. What do we got?
When you look into the past, what do you miss the most?
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Well, since you picked
collagen, moisture in my face.
What do you miss the most?
Smooth face.
I mean, I guess that's one thing. I mean, one thing that immediately sticks out to me, when you look in the past, what do you miss the most?
Yeah.
Cheaper prices.
Yeah.
I mean, remember how we talked about how you could go, you used to be a hostess store. For those that don't know, you used to be a hostess bakery.
That.
You could just walk to it in the store and all the hostess snacks were like a quarter.
Yeah,
50 cents.
And they were still fresh baked.
Fresh
like,
baked,
they
like
were attached to the
factory. Yeah, they were attached to the factory. It was a hostess store that you could just walk in and like, hey, a quarter for a honey bun, a quarter for, you know, all these other things and stuff like that. Yeah. It was great.
It was the only place I could get the strawberry angel food.
Yeah.
Hostess, which honestly I don't even know if they brought back.
Yeah,
it's not in this region.
Yeah, the banana. Well, no, that's a Little Debbie. Sorry. Thinking of banana.
Don't mix up your snack.
Sorry,
there,
the
buddy.
Banana, those banana shortcakes that Little Debbie has that you can never find anywhere. They rare than Szechuan sauce. I'm telling you. I'm serious.
Szechuan.
Yeah, whatever. But it's rarer than that. You can't find them, but Little Debbie banana twins. Look, if you listening to this and you like, yeah, you can, and you can remember what these things are. Yeah, please send me.
Please,
dmyspodcast@gmail.com. Please send a link there to get to it.
We love our food.
Yeah, the banana plants, the little bananas, the Little Debbie banana cakes, thingamajiggas, you know. That's what I miss. What about you?
I mean, if we want to go the food route, I miss how food tastes. And it's a little bit of getting older and your taste buds change, you know, and things don't taste like they used to. However, I believe it's ingredients too. It's, you know, we didn't have preservatives and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, that came about as we were growing up.
Of course.
So, you know, I miss food tasting like food.
Yeah, because Taco Bell did not used to taste like it does
Taco
now.
Taco Bell used to have...
I'm going to tell you right now, Taco...
And
Taco,
I miss Taco Bell
Mexican
food.
Pizza. Yeah. The Mexican pizza had black olives.
Our podcasts always go back to Taco Bell.
Hey, whatever.
We are in no way associated with nor sponsored by Taco Bell, but we wouldn't mind being.
Yeah. But obviously, because we sit here talking about y'all need to change stuff back. Yeah. You know, so we ain't associated with them because it's like, I would love the green onions, the black olives, the tomatoes back on the Mexican pizza.
I think we need to get something to eat before we get a podcast. But I'm thinking, now that I'm looking back into the past.
I mean, hey.
But no, I miss that. I truly miss the way food used to taste. But, you know, of course, I'm going to go to family because except for, you know, my mom and my sister and my brother that I was raised with. And then, you know, my half-sisters and a few cousins here and there.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's it. Like, you know, I miss my dad. I miss my grandparents. I miss my aunties, you know. Yeah. And so it's, you know, of course, I miss that. But I miss the feeling of being carefree.
Man,
I miss the feeling of no responsibility.
Not worrying about taxes.
I think
that's the biggest upset when you get older, when you finally, you know, because we have milestones to look forward to when we're coming up. Right. 16.
Couldn't wait.
16. I can drive.
18, yes, I can leave.
I can leave.
20, I can vote.
I can drink legally.
Yeah, 21, I can drink.
And then it's like 25, my car insurance go down.
And that's
now,
it.
Now what?
That's it.
It's like, now what am I supposed to do? It's like, I think I've done all the milestones of an adult now. So, you know, it's like, hey, so now what? But yeah, I mean.
But I think that's, you know, that whole looking at the world with rose-colored glasses. Like that looking at your life and going, oh, I have my whole life ahead of me. You know, I mean, I don't mean to go there, but it's true.
Yeah.
I miss that. What am I going to learn today kind of feeling? Yeah. Or, hey, I've got time. I can still go do that or do this.
Yeah.
I miss not having fear.
Yeah.
I don't know when fear, I think the pandemic really put fear.
Oh my goodness. And it has never stopped.
The
world itself. It hasn't stopped. It's like
a lot now.
Yeah, it is like, man, how many of us seen, this the Omicron variant? Is this variant? Now there's this variant that's coming back. Now we just discovered another variant. Like, I'm not getting another shot.
And apparently, a scientist was, you know, that's studying like the SARS COVID, whatever, has discovered some kind of something, DNA or something in us that he says can prove that we're living in a simulation.
Really?
Yeah.
Living in a simulation?
Yeah.
Like, this isn't real?
Yeah.
All right, well.
Tis but a dream.
Yeah, whatever works. I mean, I think, That's crazy.
I think it's cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of cool, but crazy at the same time.
Yeah.
Some Rick and Morty stuff. You know?
God, I hope not.
You're living in this, like, oh, there's plenty of us. It's like, you know? But I think also going along with this, when you look back, what do you miss the most? So I have to say this, you know, I think one of the things I also miss is the, you know, respect for elders, respect for parents.
Respect.
You know what I mean? Because there was a time, you know, when your parents or your grandma told you something, that was it. You don't question, you know, nothing like that. There was a time where children were seen and not heard, right? Where it was grown folks at the table.
You better not be around that table.
You ain't around the table. And if it's grown folks talking, you are not to be speaking. Now you fast forward to nowadays, and there are TikToks and social media trends on that, just how terrible you can be to your parents, your grandparents. There are TikToks out there that, look, I'm beating up my grandparent. You know what I mean? Like, I'm beating up.
It's true.
You know, your parents and things like that. I'm like, man, that's.
Well, and when we were talking to Adolf today, he was saying he was reminiscing about growing up, and yeah, like, he would do something and then you had to go through like 3 spankings, yeah, you know, and only one yeah of those was from yeah your mom.
Yeah, there was a time.
But it was, you know, everybody else yeah or the teacher or yeah the other moms on the block.
That is true. I remember getting paddlings as, you know, from the teacher.
Well, and that's, but here's the thing, like, you know, you would go down your street and you would have to make it through all the moms. Like, if you yeah did something, because the entire block yep would know. Yep. And they were going to correct you, too. Yep. And then call your mom to let make yeah sure she knew.
And that's true. It's because it's not about, you know.
And you can't do that anymore.
It's not about spanking, whoopings, and nothing. Like, it's just a matter of the fact that it's like, look, there's that respectful fear, as we talked about it. You know what I mean? Where it's just like.
Representative of your home.
Right. Is that respect thing. And now it's literally to the point where. You know, I mean, heck, you can be in the store and see the smallest and youngest of children cursing their parents out or talking to them like crap, as if, you know, like, hey, this is Ann. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
It doesn't matter to me who you are. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, I mean, if I could go back, you know, one of the things I miss when I look back into the past, what I miss the most. Now, I got another one if you got one.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Music. If I'm going to tell you right yeah now. I'm going to tell you right now, the rap game yeah is garbage. It is.
Boy, it's so bad.
It is so bad.
I don't understand.
Look, I'm not saying all rappers are terrible. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, I listen to rap and stuff like that. But I'm not saying all rappers are terrible. What I'm saying is, like, this new generation that's coming out is, like, look, there was a time when rap was out beginning with, they were rapping about how stupid you are for doing drugs. Now, sure, it's you're stupid if you haven't done.
But like I said the other day, we were watching Saturday Night Live or something, and I forget who even was on, but it was like, that's all I heard, like, seriously, in my yeah ears. Like,
I remember that. It
sounded like it was struggling.
Yeah, I remember that.
Like, the words were struggling to come and out of the mouth.
Figure it out.
And then, like, when the word finally came out, it was interrupted by the mic. Like, it just, yeah, it was so jarring. And I was like, oh, I'm at that stage of my life where I'm like, this isn't music.
The music is gone. It's like I said,
we have the Sugar Hill Gang.
You know, because it's not just rap either. You know what I mean? Like, it's, you know, one thing I can say that is kind
of. At least I
can
understand NWA.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
look, at least I could clearly hear what they were saying.
Like, 2 Live Crew, we knew. Hey, there's like,
man,
hey,
that used
what
to
did
bump
you say?
Hard.
Grab about a what? But damn, still, you know, we knew.
Hey, I thought we weren't going political. But hey,
I just realized that. Yeah. But I just realized what I said.
They said it first.
That's right. They said it first. But going back to the past, like music and stuff like that, you know, things have changed. And pop is not like what pop used to be either. I mean, I can't say the same for country because I didn't know.
We don't listen to country.
Yeah, we don't listen to country, so I don't know. But I couldn't even tell you. But either
to me, it still sounds the same.
Is that what?
Country still sounds the same. I don't listen to it, but from what I've heard, yep.
Yeah.
Still the same.
okay.
But okay, so I have a list here. I had to bring up a list. So I'm just going to do the top 10. Things that people miss most. Instead of past, this is about being a child, but I mean, same thing. So not worrying about money was number one. Having long school holidays. Yeah. Like a purposeful
long school holiday.
Time off of everything. And I don't have to do nothing. That kind of feeling. The magical feeling of Christmas. Man. And I just have never had that. But well, I sure would love to know what that feels like.
Well, and but there's a thing with that. You know, that magical feeling of Christmas. Like when it came to Christmas and, you know, everybody believes something different. You know, hey, Santa Claus, or hey, this is the time to celebrate the birth of Christ. There was still a feeling you had during that holiday.
Oh, I get the feeling.
There was like nostalgia and stuff like that. And now you see it more and more where people are like, man,
I just beat it with my jack-o'-lantern.
It's just it's just not the same anymore. Like you're just like, are people coming over? No, we're not doing that anymore and stuff like that.
Because then like I get really upset if like we don't have a big old Christmas.
Yeah.
And then I get really upset if people do come over and we have a really big old Christmas. But if we don't do anything, I'm totally bummed about it for like the next year.
Yeah.
And so it's really, I'm complicated that way. I annoy myself.
Yeah.
Anyways.
What else you get?
Always having energy. That's a good one.
Yes.
I never thought I would
yes.
have energy.
Man, so now granted, I can say I may have stepped away from working out like I should have been doing.
Oh,
it is like, but it's still
thanks, COVID.
Even then, during the time when we was at our fittest, it was just like, man, you know, like once COVID hit and stuff like that, it's like, I don't know what's going on. It's like a whole different mentality came when COVID came.
No, it did. Well,
you know what I mean?
Fear. I mean, that's what happens. It becomes fear, and we were, you know, just concerned for everybody, and we were drinking a lot.
Yeah,
like the rest of the country.
Yeah, we were.
Well, the rest of the world, really.
We were drinking a lot.
We were drinking
so
a lot.
So did we. We literally have stopped drinking. We've been liquor free for a year.
This body punch brought to you by Rum and Coke. You're welcome. And I'm desperate to get it off.
Yeah, mine is a Grey Goose body.
Not so desperate enough to use my membership.
Yeah.
Okay, and so then number five was not paying any bills, which I said.
Of course. But that's never been a time. Well, and when you were younger, though, right? Obviously before.
It's not even just, well, I mean, obviously I feel bad for, you know, everybody right now because bills are outrageous.
Yes.
And a lot of people have to live off of credit cards because nobody can make enough to live. Yeah. The cost of living is stupid. Hmm. It is abusive.
It is.
And I don't know how anybody is allowed to even try to have a pursuit of happiness.
Yeah.
When you have no choice but to pay these prices. I mean, the rent in the projects in the ghetto.
Yeah.
Is ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
That is true. The rent in the
when you're pushing $1,000 for a two bedroom that is roach infested.
Yeah. It's expensive to live in the hood now.
It's bad, guys.
Poverty has gotten expensive now. Like
you know what I mean? That's you can't even afford to be poor.
Yeah, the poverty has gotten expensive now. Like literally living there, you know what I'm saying? The low income houses is no like. The thing about it is that when inflation has happened, everything doesn't go up with the inflation. So it's like, yep, you got to pay more for houses. Minimum wage is still going to be down here. You got to pay more for your rent apartment. Nope. Nope. Section 8 and all that. Nope. We're only going to pay this amount.
It's like,
it's crazy. Yeah.
Bills are a whole other thing. So it's not even that, you know, you have to pay bills. I mean, I think everybody, it's not that we want to pay bills, but it's okay. You know, we're like, okay, well, this is life. But now it's just scary because you've got to rob Peter to pay Paul.
That is true. That is
true. You've got to. And then how do you recover? And God forbid you get sick. God forbid your company lay you off. I mean, I just thank God neither one of us work for Boeing.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how I would be running scared if I worked for Boeing right now.
Oh, Lord. Not just that. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you something else.
Or what happened to Tesla workers in Texas.
Tesla.
They woke up, they went to work, and then they woke up to go to work the next day and got an email that said, hey, your last day was yesterday. Like, I can't even, that fear that we have to live with now.
Yeah.
Yep.
A union would have stopped that. I won't go there. But
we're pro union. Can you tell?
Yeah, we'll go there. But
So yeah, I mean,
is that the last one?
Oh no, there was being free to climb trees. Well, I mean, if my knees didn't go that way,
yeah, they just yeah.
using your imagination freely, sure. Having no fear, we talked about that.
Yeah, well, I have to say this:
the excitement of hearing the ice cream man
that has never
still,
left. That has
still
never left.
Happens.
I'm gonna tell y'all something. That's one thing I barely see is the ice cream man. And if I'm out and about and I see him, I will chase him down.
Yeah.
That happens. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if I got to floor it, cut him off. Where you going, bro? Where you going?
Yeah,
I'm going to need that happens. Ice cream. I'm going to need that. Yeah.
That still happens.
But one thing I do miss that, and this is, I mean, for those people who used to be outside playing hard, understand where I'm coming from. That drink that you used to get when the hose water used to.
Oh, cold, and it was so
yeah,
cold.
Yeah, it was cold.
You want some water? No. You need some hose water?
No. But when it first came out, it was hot. You're like, oh, that nope. Let me wait a little bit.
Oh, man.
And then it would water would come out of the hose, and you would drink that water when you was younger. It was the most refreshing water.
It really was.
You try that now. I'm not saying you can't try it now, but there are so many things. You'd be like, I don't think this is a good idea to drink the hose anymore.
So my great aunts and grandmother and stuff, they were very strict Southern women. Mm-hmm. And so we would have a hose. We weren't allowed to go. Like if we were playing outside, we had to stay outside for a predetermined amount of time. We weren't allowed to go in and out. That was a thing. You couldn't go in and out of the house.
Yeah.
And there was, if you were thirsty, there was a hose. But so there's the hose and we would drink out of the hose, my sister and I. But if we were caught drinking out of the hose, we were going to be in trouble. And that's why there was a ladle there, because we were little women.
Oh.
And we're not supposed to drink out of the hose.
Yeah.
So we had a ladle.
That's different.
So that we could put the cold water in the ladle. And then, but you, I promise you, me and my sister were like, just give me the thing.
Yeah.
Just,
because you out there, like, man, in that heat, like I'm telling you,
that there was Oklahoma nothing heat, better. 110 degrees.
It was the Alabama heat.
Oh, well, I don't think Alabama heat. There's not. I've been there once, and there is just there's
a different
never
type,
a day I will miss that
there's
humidity.
There's a different type of humidity when it comes to Alabama.
I wanted everybody hurt that day.
Yep.
I didn't want anybody to speak to me.
You know, I have to say, I got one more too.
Okay.
When you look into the past, what do you miss the most? You know, back then I wouldn't miss it because I was a child. But as an adult, I do miss it. And that was when the parents listened to the teachers. When the parents actually listened to the teachers. Because nowadays, it doesn't matter what a teacher says. All they know is a child is either been, you know.
I do miss the schools having a sort of authority.
Yes.
A type of authority. Because I feel like the authority has been removed from them.
And it is literally... There's so many things that have been removed from.
But I'm a Gen Xer. I raised myself, so.
Yeah, there's a.
You know.
They does when teachers being, cause like it's hard for them to be teachers now, which is why there's a teacher shortage, because they keep getting, hey, you can't teach this, can't teach this, and if the child does this, I got to be honest, there's a reason why I'm not a teacher, because, you got some 14, 15 year old in your face calling you, B's and H's and all this other stuff and swinging on you, just to.
I don't think I've ever heard you not cuss on our podcast.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. That was weird that I said that.
That was really weird.
Yep.
Because I'm like, what's a B? What's an H?
Yeah. Ain't that weird? We're trying to figure out, is this a new word?
Is this all of a sudden Wheel of Fortune? Is there a vowel in there?
Yeah. Yep, and O's.
Oh.
And A-H's.
Ooh. I guess.
You know what people call you A-H's either.
I'll fill in the blanks later. Yeah. Guess we're not cussing today.
No, but seriously, when you sit there and you got these kids all in your face nowadays.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Because think about it. Now, I had a friend of mine who became a teacher when she got out of the military. And she lasted not even 3 months.
Yep.
Or a month, I believe.
Yep.
And she was like, when these kids get in your face now.
Yep.
It's like they get to swing on you and do whatever and you can't do anything back.
See that? Nah.
See, so yeah,
nah.
That so I miss, you know, the teachers used to have a lot more power than what they have now.
They yes, you know what I mean? Absolutely.
Like, nowadays, you tell them to go to the principal's office, they won't.
It was a respectful fear, and at least for me, like you know, in high school, you know, even with the teachers that would get out of hand, because California, they would, you know, you always had another teacher that could, you know, that you could go to that would help you then. you never went to your parents. Like my generation didn't go, we didn't go to our parents and say, hey, we're having an issue with the teacher.
Yeah.
You went to another teacher.
Yeah.
To help you through the process. Exactly. You didn't bother your mom who's worked 12-hour shift.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or, you know, daddy who's older or whatever. Like you just, you didn't bother them as a kid. You were expected to take care of it. And now after that, if you, you did what you were supposed to do and advocate for yourself, then it would be recommended that you speak to your parent. Only then was the parent involved. But other than that, no, parents were not up at the schools.
And like we said, things have changed so much when it came, when it comes to this.
Yeah.
You know, it's, but now that obviously I see that, you know, kids have to deal with so much more in school now than what we did when we were younger too. Because like we said, we've talked before, there's no relief from bullying or being picked on. 24/7 now that social media is a thing. It is a 24/7. Now you also got to worry about, you know, kids bringing guns up.
You got to worry about just anybody with a gun anymore.
Yeah, so.
But I remember, I miss, looking back, I mean, if you want to go there, I miss a sense of humor. Yeah. I miss people being able to speak and not being offended. I miss that whole, you know, there was a clear line, but there was respect, as you said before. Yeah. There was respect for offices. There was respect for teachers, respect for just people in our world.
Yeah.
And in our lives and people that had to do things. And it just is so sad because now, like, you can't say anything without getting offended. I saw this great thing the other day where this chick was going off. It was a joke, but the chick was going off. At a food truck. It was a Mexican food truck. A white guy was serving it. She's going off. I won't eat this because you're a white guy and, you know, appropriation and all this stuff. And he's like, okay, but it's not my truck. It's, you know, what did he call? He called him like Hernando's truck. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh yeah, right. And he turned around and he was a Korean guy. But he was speaking Spanish and like her head like exploded and the guy standing next to her and he's like, I don't, this is like a computer glitch. I've never seen you. You know, what are you trying to be offended by now? Like, and that's how it feels. It feels like everybody's searching to be offended by something. And it makes me crazy.
That's something that I do miss. People not getting so offended. Because they didn't used to be that way.
It didn't used to be that way.
But anyway, you got any other ones, baby?
Saturday morning cartoons. I should just go in full protest. I feel like that should just be a thing. And I don't know why my generation has not brought it truly back.
Right.
Because
Power Rangers are not like what they used to be.
No, nothing is. And so, yeah, that and, you know, of course, the kids being little, that kind of stuff. But you know, more than anything, I miss back in the day where you could cuss on a podcast and not talk about B's and H's and A's.
Don't forget the A-H's.
The A-H's.
So, okay.
I'm hoping the next one you'll be back.
Oh, please.
Cause I'm not going to be out here cussing alone. I'm just not.
Yeah.
And we know I'm going to be cussing.
Especially if one of these one we pull out is cussing. Cause we did.
I hope we have that one already. Revisit that.
Yeah.
Because I've got new ones I've learned.
Yep. Yeah, we get creative with it. But anyway, what do you guys, when you look back and the past, I mean, what do you miss the most? This is one of those things that you could probably go on forever about.
No, you really can.
I mean, you could probably go on forever.
And it comes down to just being younger again, like I said, collagen.
Yep. Okay.
I miss collagen.
Yeah, I see that as a one. But I mean, hey, but that's going to do it for us. Maybe you got anything else on this topic?
No.
Okay, cool. Guys, it has been a pleasure to come back and do our podcast.
Watch the specials.
Thank you guys for continuing to support us. I got to say this, 19,000
downloads.
19,300 downloads.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So
that's
thank you guys. Yeah, we appreciate it. We really do appreciate it. So. It's a definite compliment. So, either way, signing off for DM Watts, I am Davey.
I'm Missy.
And we at DM Watts, we will definitely catch you guys on the next one, okay? Can't wait to see you again.
Bye.